The deadline for Australians to opt out of the My Health record is rapidly approaching. In fact, you've got just 48 hours to decide, if you haven't already, whether you're going to remove yourself from the digital one-stop shop, which records your entire medical history. So far, about 1.1 million Australians have done just that, and about 6.5 million people are enrolled in the digital medical records system. The rollout was delayed due to a number of problems, and while the Senate has now passed amendments to improve safeguards, concerns remain about privacy, security and medical liability. Former AMA President Dr. Steve Hambleton is the chair of the government's My Health Record Expansion Committee. He joins us from our Brisbane studios. Steve Hambleton, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much and good morning.
Steve Hambleton, millions of people, basically anyone with a Medicare card, will have to decide by Thursday of this week whether they want to be part of this national database. Are enough Australians going to be part of it to make it worthwhile? Do we have critical mass, or will we have critical mass in your view?
Well, I think the short answer is we will definitely have critical mass. There's already 6.5 million people in the system, and 500,000 of those people have actually decided to not wait for the deadline. They've actually joined up deliberately, so they do have, they are part of the system. I guess the second thing to say is the deadline is really now a soft deadline. The government's changed the legislation so that if, should you want to cancel your record or delete your record, you can do that today. You can do that in a month's time. You can do that at any time.
So you can opt out at any point.
Exactly.
Are you disappointed that more than a million of us have already opted out? What does that say about a lack of trust in this system?
Well, I think you've hit on the exact word. It's the trust in the system, and we have to build that trust. We have to make people aware of what the system does, how it can help them, how it can help their relatives, and how it can help their medical providers actually make better decisions for them. And I'm absolutely certain that some of those people that have stood back and said, well, I'm going to wait and see what happens, will actually join up when they see the benefits that will accrue to them and, I guess, their families.
There's splits around this even within the medical profession. You're a former AMA president. So is the federal member for Wentworth, Karen Phelps, and she is calling for the implementation to be delayed for another 12 months, which I think was the recommendation of a parliamentary committee. Here's Karen Phelps speaking on RN Drive last night.
If a doctor is looking at a patient clinically and expecting that all the information that they need is going to be in this centralised health record, because after all, we've been reassured that this health record is supposed to be something that will save lives, I can see a lot more potential for mistakes to happen and for those mistakes to have consequences than I can for benefits at this stage.
That's Dr. Karen Phelps. What do you say to that, that she sees more potential for mistakes than for benefits?
Well, actually, I have to agree to disagree. I see more potential for benefits, and I'll tell you why. One of the things that you can get with your My Health Record very quickly after it's switched on is access to the last 2 years of your MBS and PBS data. Now, to translate that into to reality, I can actually see what medicines have been dispensed for my patient, and I can check what the chemists have been dispensing, and hopefully what they're taking. Medication misadventure is the one thing the doctor can check. That, yes. The hospital can check it. The pharmacist who admits you to hospital to check the medications on the end of your bed are correct can check it. You can check it yourself. And this is unprecedented access for the public to their own information to actually check if it's right. And I've had patients come in to me as a GP and say, that medication that's on my list, I'm not taking it. And I have to explain, well, PRN means you take it when you need it. And it's really a message to me that I need to write English words so patients can understand what they're taking.
Okay, but there's a lot of checking, individual or doctor checking in there. Do you need to check that, or will that automatically be part of My Health Record for somebody?
Well, it will be. There's a summary page, and everyone gets access to that, called the Medication View, and it puts all of the information about all of your medications from four different areas on one page, so you can rapidly get access to information that would have taken you some time to see before. So your allergies, for example, will be on one section, and a current medication list about what you've been dispensed in the last couple of years will be there. Access to shared health summaries that may have been created by your GP will be there, and also access to discharge summaries from hospitals. So those four sets of documents rapidly available, all on one page, very quickly, and something I couldn't do as a GP before.
Karen Phelps's concerns as a doctor, as I say, she sees more potential for mistakes. She's seeking legal advice because she's worried about how doctors might be held liable for mistakes made as a result of incorrect or incomplete data provided by My Health Record. Now, of course, there will at times be mistakes made. There will be incomplete data. There's already mistakes made on the medication lists at the bottom of patients' beds in hospitals in a high number of cases. I mean, that's
absolutely true. Yeah. We need to absolutely do something about that.
So how do you make sure that My Health Record does not have mistakes or incomplete data that could put a patient at risk?
Well, I think that's very important. There's a couple of things to say about that, and that more rapid access to more recent information is actually going to be helpful for doctors to make sure they get it right. The second thing to say is that if you're registered as a doctor, you actually are insured. I'm a director of Avant, one of the major insurers. So every doctor is actually covered for everything they do right now. And if we can, and what the My Health Record system is about is actually making things safer for patients.
Doctors could be sued for mistakes, though, can't they?
Well, they can now. And we need to take care about the decisions we make. And we need to use the information that's available to us and make the best one. The trouble is we're not getting access to the very best information very often. Today, when I go to my general practice, there'll be half a dozen patients, I'm absolutely certain, where they'll say, I went to see Dr. X and he changed something. I was in hospital and I haven't got the discharge summary yet. Some of those things I'll get through the My Health Record, and that'll actually make me more confident that I'm making a better decision.
Okay. And what about if the patient says, I don't know if this happens, but the patient says, oh, actually, you know that anti-anxiety medication, I don't want that put on My Health Record because I don't want that getting out anywhere. And therefore, another doctor in 3 years hence has no idea that that person's on that medication and there's some, you know, problem with a different medication alongside of it.
And that absolutely does happen. And that is true. People can say, I don't want you to share this one. Mm. I'd prefer that not to go. Mm. They've got the ability to
Isn't that
to
an
actually,
inbuilt problem?
Well, it's an inbuilt opportunity for patients to protect their privacy. That's actually an opportunity for me as the GP to say, look, you may not want me to write depression on your history, but if I put the antidepressant in, the doctors will know, but also you're protecting yourself against potential interactions, because some of the drugs for cardiovascular health do interact with antidepressants, and it would be probably better to have that there. Patients often say, well, okay, I understand what you're saying, so leave the drug there, but let's not have that diagnosis put there, and that's perfectly okay.
It's 14 past 8. Our guest is Dr. Steve Hambleton, Chair of the My Health Record Expansion Committee, former President of the AMA. Steve Hambleton, the Australasian College for Emergency Medicine, says while most emergency physicians see huge value for patient care with a well-supported, secure health record system, it points out that a lot of hospitals still use faxes and paper. Does the federal government need to help all the hospitals and health centres invest in some upgraded IT systems to really make this work?
Well, I absolutely do. And one of the big projects...
And is that money there?
Well, it has to be there because we're using fax machines. I mean, for goodness sake, imagine if your bank said, we can't talk to you unless you fax us something. It's just ludicrous. Now, email, standard email, is not secure enough. So we need to actually invest in secure transmission of information that gets to the destination in a form it can be used. Now, that exists, and we do need to invest in it, and we are seeing the hospitals start to upgrade. And in Queensland, for example, well, I can send a digital secure email to the hospital system with my patient's information, and that's not the My Health Record. That's one-to-one direct information, and hospitals around the country need to invest in that technology.
But should we be getting My Health Records fully in place if we don't have, for instance, the secure transmission of information you just spoke about, or hospitals are still, while they're still working on fax machines, why not slow this down for another 12 months, which is what the Parliamentary Committee recommended?
Well, the problem with slowing it down, and I think the last few months have been very useful to get the information out to the public, and a lot more people know about the My Health Record system, and as we see, another 500,000 people have deliberately gone into it, is that we delay the benefits as well. Now, when I see my patients today, if I'm unsure of their medications, if they've got a health record, I can go there and quickly get access to information I wouldn't otherwise have. Now, medication misadventure in this country, if we just look at that alone, you know, we put something like 230,000 people in hospital just because of medication mistakes. We've got to drop that by at least 50% very quickly.
And you think My Health Record will help with that?
It'll certainly help with that, okay, along with the other structured information, secure communication. It's not the only answer, but there'll be a few answers that will help us.
Steve Hambleton, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Steve Hambleton is chair of the My Health Record Expansion Committee and former president of the AMA. The deadline for opting out, if you want to opt out, of My Health Record is Thursday. It's 8:17 on Breakfast.